Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Can't make the right decisions? Is your relationship on the rocks? Is your job dragging you down? Not sure what your purpose is? Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? Each week, you'll discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. This hit call-in show will feature the best of the best in professional coaching, leaving no stone unturned. Get ready to get clear about what you want, learn what you need to learn, and take transformative action to bring your dreams to life. Now, here is your host, Karen Florence.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us this morning. I'm looking forward to a great show. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. You can go to our website and follow along with us if you would like and find information out about our guests at www.onpurposewithkarenflorence. We have a really, really great show today, and something that's very, very near and dear to my heart. I have our guest today is Lori Ostrovsky, and she is the author of a book called I'm Scared and Doing It Anyway, How a Little Blob Changed My Life. So let's just jump right in. Lori, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks so much, Karen. I'm psyched to be here.
Lori and I have known each other probably about, I don't know, maybe 7 years, Lori. We met at a retreat called Fire in the Heart that was hosted by Virginia Kellogg and Stephen Filanti. It was a great workshop. We got to know each other then and have just touched base, for, you know, off and on all through the years. So let's just start talking about your book right away. Let me just give also a little bit of background. You're also a coach, and that's actually how we ended up at that same retreat, because you're a coach for transformation as a graduate, just like I am. So when was it that... Well, let's just start talking about your book. Explain what the book is about, why you decided to write it.
Sure. I wrote this book because I needed it 9 years ago. So 9 years ago, I was diagnosed with a brain tumor and, had that moment that many of us have where the life that I had planned for myself was taking a sudden and unexpected turn. And 9 years ago when that happened, I needed someone next to me who had been there, who had been through that life-changing moment, and who could tell me it's going to be okay. You know, I know where you are right now. It's okay to feel everything you feel. And wonderfully awesome things are possible. Because I didn't believe that was true and possible 9 years ago. You know, when you find out your life is changing unexpectedly, especially with something shocking like a brain tumor, you don't think a lot is possible. And so having someone who had been through their moment and could say that wonderful things are possible would have really changed my life.
Was this before you went through the coaching program? What were you doing? What was going on in your life at the time that you were diagnosed?
Sure. I was living in Manhattan, working in marketing and public relations. I was 29. I had a boyfriend. Life was pretty good. Coaching happened actually a year after, really from this experience. I had a coach at the time, someone who was great, great to work with, and I loved the coaching process and being a client, but I didn't realize how much it was for me to be a coach until after going through this experience.
So are you completely recovered? Let's let our audience know. Are you completely
yes.
recovered now?
Everything
is good.
I am well, and I go every year for, you know, your MRI to make sure everything's okay. But yes, I'm well.
So what was the impetus behind writing this book for you?
Well, it was really to share the story. It was to share the story. The beautiful thing that I've seen happen already after the book has come out is that readers, it goes very quickly from my story to your story. Because what I'm hearing from readers so far is, you know, I love that here's what it brought up for me, or here's the challenge that I'm having in my life, or this is the question that I'm going up against right now. And so my book is an opportunity for readers to see their life in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a really beautiful part about writing and sharing the book.
What was the biggest transformation you personally went through your experience?
Wow. Gosh, there were many. Well, I would say, you know, there was a moment in the hospital where I realized how much I could affect my own health by how I was feeling and thinking. You know, you've read lots of mm-hmm. things about, you know, thinking positively and stuff like that. When you have a personal experience of that, it solidifies what you've read even more. And I had that experience several times in the hospital.
Yeah, last night when I was reading some bits and pieces of the book, there is one particular place where you were holding on to fluid in your brain.
Yes.
And you thought you were supposed to do that. And so somehow your body was doing that because of your beliefs. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. And that is really that moment. So I had been through three surgeries, and this was after the third surgery. And I had a cylinder connected to the incision. And I asked for the first time when the nurse came by, I asked, you know, what was this cylinder for? And it actually was the drain that was supposed to drain fluid. The entire right side of my head happened to be swollen at that moment with, you know, to the point where it was like a balloon. I didn't have any lines in my face anymore. And it was just kind of amazing that in that moment I realized, oh, when the nurse said it's to drain the fluid that's really clogging your face right now. Then I made it happen. That was the first day the drain ever worked. And it was me knowing that that's what it was for and allowing it to happen.
Yeah. So what ended up happening was you realized that you were not that you wanted that stuff to drain out. And you just by simply saying, oh, I'm supposed to let it drain out. It was supposed to, that's a good thing, not a bad thing. It just automatically in that day drained out.
Yeah.
It's a really very interesting part of the book.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, and I go back to that experience a lot because I realized we have the power to affect major change in our lives. And it's really how we think about it. And I had this physical example of it, but it's true in so many other areas of our lives too.
Yeah. So who went on this journey with you? Because I know you had a nice support system. So just tell us a little bit about the people. We have about 2 minutes before we go to break. So who was really your support system through this time?
Gosh, well, I had, you know, my family was there. I had a wonderful man in my life who was supportive and loving and generous. And then, you know, what I realized actually through the experience, I didn't have a very strong support network at the time. And I built one coming out of it, realizing how important having a support network is. I didn't let people in as much as I could have at that point. But now I feel like that network has broadened.
Yeah, you know, I want to touch on this a little bit now, and then when we come back from break, we're going to talk about it more. There's a place in the book where you talk about how you were such a good patient, and you were always making sure you were cheerful because you were really being the caretaker of the people who were your caretakers at that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was afraid that I felt like I had to because I wouldn't get cared for and loved if I didn't take care of them first. It really was out of fear.
Yeah, it is very interesting. You know, I do hospice work, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about that, about really being honest about our feelings when we're going through a traumatic experience like this, and what comes out of it when we finally tell the truth about it. So we will be right back. And over the next segment, we are talking to Laurie Ostrovsky, who wrote the book "I'm Scared and Doing It Anyway: A Little White Blob That Changed My Life." We'll be right back.
The Dr. Pat Show is moving. We're not changing times, just the channel. Starting Thursday, May 2nd, join Dr. Pat at her new home, the Voice America Empowerment Channel, every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendars now. Dr. Pat's new home is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you there starting May 2nd.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Successful people accomplish what they set out to do. They make a promise and work hard to keep their word to themselves and to others. Keeping one's word is the simple idea behind a breathtakingly new way to achieve more. Keeping your word is a practice developed by Vladimir Gerasichev, a life coach and business trainer with over 20 years' experience. Visit keepyourword.com to learn more about the transformative technique and check out the free Keep Your Word app, Keeping Your Word, Changing Your Life Forever.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I'm so glad we have my music straight today. My music was written for me for the show by my dear friend David Schomer, who is a fantastic record producer, who's out in L.A. this week filming a video. So I can't wait till he comes back and he can hear that we've gotten it all straightened out and we're using the music finally. We're speaking today with Laurie Ostrovsky, who wrote a book called "I'm Scared and Doing It Anyway: How a Little White Blob Changed My Life." And when we left for break, we were talking about being honest about how we're feeling and about and who's supporting us and how we're dealing with those people. I do hospice work, and surprisingly, I mainly work with people who have brain cancer and tumors, and it is very, very interesting what happens to people when they get diagnosed with any major illness. They tend to want to take care of the people who are around them, and I'm thinking particularly of a patient that I had. His name was Tony, and he's 34 years old, had a brain tumor, was discovered he was already in stage 4. And I was working with him. I was doing Reiki with him every week. And he would come to my house. I would take him into the Reiki room. And the first thing he would do was sit on my big fluffy chair and cry. And he would say to me, the only time he was ever allowed to cry was when he was with me, because he felt he had to take care of his wife and his mother and his in-laws and his brother and everyone around them. He had to make them feel like everything was okay for them. But he could never really say what was going on with him. And so, Laurie, talk to that a little bit, because I think it's important for people to really be able to be honest about what was going on. We worked through that, and he was able to finally say what he needed to say, and it was a very healing moment for everyone. So how did you deal with that?
Everything that you described is true. I experienced the same thing, and I think having multiple surgeries forced it out of me. I was going to be a good patient and take care of the doctors and nurses and my family, and I was going to take care of everybody. And I didn't necessarily, it wasn't a thought in my mind. It wasn't a conscious decision, but that ended up being what I was doing. And it wasn't until the third surgery, and I'd gone through meningitis, and which is just debilitating. And I reached a point where I had my breakdown, very similar to the gentleman that you work with. And I said, I'm done being a good patient. I just can't keep it together anymore. I can't smile for everybody. This sucks. Those words, I want to say something about that. The best advice and that I received going through this and that I pass on to other people, I received from a friend, and she said, it's okay to say this sucks. Those are just, so simple words. But it meant a lot to me to know that I could say this sucks, and it doesn't say anything about, how I'm taking care of myself or how I feel about it. That we think that you have to be positive all the time, that this positive thought process is really important, but it's also important to recognize where you are and how you're feeling and let that be true first and then find a way through. If you deny it, you deny how you're feeling, it's just this weight that you carry with you.
Yeah, it takes too much energy. Mm-hmm. It's work to have to pretend that everything is okay. And, the other interesting thing about it is when Tony's wife used to come to me as well, and then she would have to cry, and she would say the exact same thing to me. Yeah. I have to be strong. I can't say what I'm really feeling. I've got to hold everyone up. And, it's not true, because when we are authentic about what's happening, we then take a more authentic journey through this whole process with each other.
Yeah.
And it is easier. It's still not easy. Let's be honest about that. But it is easier when you're not spending time pretending to be something that you're not or feeling something that you're not. So what was the experience of your caregivers?
Very much like what you're saying. I can't say a lot about their experience because obviously I was the one in the hospital bed and they had their own experience. But I think in retrospect, I can say that they were holding it together and each one held it together in their own way. But it was putting on a brave face, getting through the day, and not looking at what was really happening because it was too painful, upsetting. They thought that, I thought this too, if I look at it, it's, the dam is going to break and I'm not going to be able to get through the day. And the truth is, the dam might break, you might cry in front of, in your doctor's office, and you'll still get through the day. That belief we have isn't true.
Let's talk a little bit about the difference in your life now and the difference in your life before the tumor. What is different now?
Everything. I'm sure there's obviously there's a thread through our lives that there's the same, but I, you know, make so many more conscious choices. I think I was living very unconsciously. You know, I was 29, so, you know, I was enjoying my life, and I didn't really think about a plan. I didn't really think about where I was headed. And after the tumor, I feel like I make a lot more conscious choices about who I want to spend time with and how I want to fill my life. And the biggest change, I would say, is giving and receiving love. Love has been a real change in my life since the tumor.
How so?
It's actually in the years after the tumor. I realized how, well, I should say that, you know, so I had this other moment. It was a few years after the tumor, and I had just moved. I had been through a divorce. I, you know, was just had kind of hit bottom in another way and in a different way from having a medical problem. But and I realized that I had this support network, and I wanted to show those people in my life that I cared about them, but I wasn't sure exactly what to do. And so I was watching TV one night, and there was Maya Angelou being interviewed, and she said something. It's just, you know, the words you needed to hear right when you needed to hear them, that was delivered by Maya Angelou for me. And she said, "You have to give what you have to give." And those words come back to me all the time, because when she said them on the TV, I immediately said, I want to love people. I want to hug people, and because it's such a simple and pure act. And I want to help people love each other. If I could help people love each other more, that might be the best thing ever. And that really has changed the direction of my life from that point on.
So how do you help people love each other?
By loving them. So not long after I saw Maya, I went on my first hug tour. And hug tour is a very simple thing. It's I announce on Twitter, on Facebook, you know, I announce online that I'm leaving my home in Washington, D.C., and where I'm headed around the city. I've actually traveled to other cities and done this as well. I announce kind of my route around a city. And if I know you and you are on that route, I am happy to stop by your office, meet you at a coffee shop. I've run into someone crossing a street and give them a hug during the, you know, before the light changed. It's just an amazing experience. It's, you know, 5 minutes, and it changes both of our days. Just a simple hug.
So I was teasing you earlier on the break that when you head out from home and you're going to head to wherever you're going, how long does it take you to get there? How many hugs do you actually give on the way?
And it really depends. I mean, it depends on where I am and who I have to see. And I would say also that hugs can be different things. So on my first hug tour, I went to a few different office buildings, and I also visited my accountant, and I brought him cookies. And in that way, I felt like the conscious act of baking cookies and giving it to someone that I cared about is still counted as a hug. Mm-hmm. He ended up hugging me for it. But but really, it's the conscious act that comes before, the conscious decision that the person in front of you is someone you care about and you want to show them. And whether that's a hand on their arm or a hug or cookies or a compliment, it's that generous act that comes from a conscious choice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we are going to be coming up on a break in a minute. I just want to say to our listening audience that we are going to be giving away Laurie's book today. So our call-in number is 800 930 2819. So anyone who would like to have a chance at getting that book for free, just please call into the station and we will take your name and address, and we'll be sending the first caller, I guess we're going to take, to be the one who receives the free book. You know, Laurie, as we go to break, I just want to bring up the concept of what I do with my clients around traumatic experiences. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes we have a traumatic experience and we allow it to debilitate us, and it's why did this happen to me? You know, this is an awful thing, and it's very easy to go into victim mode. But what I like to do with my clients is take them back to that trauma, to that, what did you learn? What are the golden nuggets that emerged out of this that you use in your life today that you would not have if you had not had that experience? So I want you to think about that as we go to break, because I'd really love to know, what are the golden nuggets that you are now using every day that you wouldn't have if you had not had this brain tumor and gone through this experience? So we will be right back as we're speaking today with Laurie Ostrowski, the author of I'm Scared and Doing It Anyway, How a Little White Blob Changed My Life. We'll be right back.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Karen Florence on Purpose with Karen Florence. Today we are talking to Laurie Ostrowski, who wrote the book I'm Scared and Doing It Anyway, How a Little White Blob Changed My Life. When we went to break, I brought up the subject of golden nuggets. You know, we all have traumatic experiences in our lives. And one of the things that can happen is we can become a victim of those, or we can use that experience to become deeper, better people. We can find tools and skills that we learned in the process of that trauma. And so, Laurie, what are the golden nuggets that you found?
I would say the biggest one is that we have more power than we think we do to affect change in our life, that we don't often have a choice when those traumatic events happen. We may not have a choice about that happening, but pretty much everything else we have a choice about. We have a choice how we treat ourselves, what we say about what's happening, you know, the light that we put it in. If it's, you know, if we talk about it as, you know, poor me, this has happened to me, it's going to create more of that we talk about the opportunity that's there, or the people that we have to thank for being there with us, or, you know, if we look at the positive that's there, more of that is going to be created. And I think that's the biggest nugget that I got from my experience, and that I continue to use and remind myself of when other things happen. You know, when I get stuck in traffic, I mean, it can happen in small instances as well, but you have a choice how you look at the situation that you're in right now.
You know, one of our listeners just texted me. This is so exciting. And what she said is, let me just read it. She said, you know, this is the basic tenet of Buddhism, loving kindness, be kind to everyone, no exceptions. And it sounds like that is one of the things that you learned through this.
Yeah, I like those words a lot. Yeah, absolutely. That I think love can be a generous act. That children, you know, if you watch them, how they hug people and show tenderness, they're no holds barred, right? They don't hold back. And I think that as adults, we have a lot of things that get in our way from doing that. And I think if we can take some of that, some of what's holding us back, we can really be generous with the people we care about. It doesn't have to be with strangers. It just has to be with people you know. You know, the person in the office next to you at work, or you know, an old friend. Really, really tell them that you care.
Yeah. You know, what's the word that's dropping in my head right now is authenticity. And you know, when we meet people, we see people who are in crisis, they're having some type of trauma, they're sick, they're in emotional, physical pain. We tend to want to step back from that and not engage. And yet there's something really rich about leaning into that and really meeting that person where they are in that moment. How important was that to you when people did that for you during your illness?
Yeah, it was really important. And I would say when you asked me earlier in the show why I wrote the book, it really is, you know, you're getting to the reason of it. Because if you've been through, I feel my greatest bond with readers and other individuals is if you've gone through the moment that your life kind of changes unexpectedly. If you've been through that moment too, you suddenly have a bond with other people, and that bond allows you to be with wherever someone is in that moment. And the real, the important thing is that we, you know, when something is happening to someone we care about, our first thought is, I have to say something. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, you don't have to say something. You have to physically be there. And this is going to get me on a soapbox. So I'll just say, you know, one of the most painful things that I heard when I was going through my brain tumor and the surgeries was that you'll be fine. People would say, you'll be fine, you'll be fine. You know, and I knew they were saying, you'll be fine for them. Because they needed to believe that I was going to be fine. And all I wanted to say to them, which I didn't, but all I wanted to say was, you don't know that. So I think more important is to be there, the physical presence, and allowing whatever is happening to that person, allowing them to be with it. You don't have to take care of that part of them. You just have to physically be there and allow them to work through it.
You know, it's being in this moment, just this moment, right where we are right now. And that is it. Just being really present with the person. You know, I'm saying this to people who are caregivers. It's just really being present and being authentic. When people were like that with you, what impact did it have?
So I talk in the book about this one nurse who I even get teary-eyed thinking about her, but she was just such a beautiful presence. And she would come into the room and she would sing. And she would sing these beautiful, soulful songs. And I felt when she was in the room that that she understood the struggle that I was going through and could be with it. And I felt, you know, with there were certain people who I had that experience with, and it allowed me to relax, be at ease with where I was, and know that it was okay to feel everything I was feeling.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the reasons why Laurie's on the show is because she's one of my colleagues and she is a coach. And so, Laurie, what I want to know is, because of this experience, what do you bring from this experience into your coaching practice when you are working with your own clients?
It's a great question. Thank you. And I think what I bring, you know, my clients would probably answer better, but I think what I bring is the ability to see what's possible, or to hold that there is more possible than either of us can imagine. So what I tell clients when we start working together is we may get somewhere in the process of our conversations, you know, because we're talking about career change or starting a business or, and there are going to be unknown moments. They're going to be, you know, we're going to take a wrong turn and get lost, or we're going to feel lost at one point. And it might be scary to feel, you know, in an unknown place. And what I offer my clients is, I'm okay with being in the unknown. I'm not going to leave you. I'm right there with you. And I'm also going to, I also hold that, there is more possible in every moment that we're living than we can imagine. And so every time we come up with options, I come up with five more, or, you know, we brainstorm more, because there are more than, and I think I've learned that through my experience, that the thing we really want is possible if we hold on to the idea that we have.
Yeah. You know, as coaches, we don't give people advice. So I'm not going to ask you the question, what advice do you give people who find themselves in the situation you are, that you were in? I'm going to ask you, what questions do you ask them when they find themselves in this situation?
Well, so I'm going to say first, there is that one piece of advice that I give, which is, it's okay to say this sucks. Because I think the other value that we provide as coaches is allowing our clients to be wherever they are and helping them be wherever they are. So I think that by allowing them to say, this sucks, it eases the need to do something or be something different. And I would say the question that I ask really is, you know, what do you want out of the situation? Ideally, what do you want? And who do you want to be? That's usually a good question to start with clients. If they're going through something, who do you want to be in this? How do you want people to see you? It kind of changes how they look at the situation, as if they have a choice who they get to be and how people see them. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, part of that is self-acceptance,
mm-hmm.
You know, accepting what is going on. And, you know, the thing that I love about coaching is you can be in this really traumatic, life-wrenching situation and find something really, really beautiful in it. So I'm going to ask you, what beautiful thing did you find in the course of your journey with your illness?
I found beautiful people. I found, like, that nurse who would sing. I found moments. Life slowed down for me in that period of time, and I enjoyed spring buds on the trees. I enjoyed the fact that I could make my own lunch one day, because the day before I couldn't. Yeah, I would say I found that I could enjoy small moments the beauty in people and what, around us.
What is the beautiful thing you found out about yourself?
That I have the capacity to love. That love is not a limit. It's not limited. It's unlimited. There is always more to give, and it can be given very simply. It does not have to be a big show. It can be a feeling that you let out, and you hold on to and feel in your heart.
Okay, great. Okay, we're up against a break again. So we are talking with Laurie Ostrovsky, the author of I'm Scared and Doing It Anyway. We're giving away a book today, so we'd like you to call in. Our call-in number is 800-930-2819, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Vladimir Gerasichev, the creator of the Keep Your Word Project. Resistance is one of our natural habits. We have an expectation in our minds of how something should be. And when the expectation does not match the reality, there's an automatic resistance. And resistance can become the barrier to creating something new. I've learned that the most powerful thing is to be accepting. When you accept something, it means you are taking things the way they are right now, even though they don't match your expectations. Start noticing the differences between your expectations and what takes place in your life right now. When you notice these differences, it is easier to accept what is. And when you notice it, the resistance disappears. Go to my website at keepyourword.com or download my free iPhone app to help you start creating something new today. Keeping your word every day can change your life forever.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Hi, welcome back. This is Karen Florence. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence on Transformational Talk Radio, WBLQ. We are speaking with Laurie Ostrovsky, the author of I'm Scared and Doing It Anyway, How a Little White Blob Changed My Life. So, Laurie, tell us a little bit more about your hug tour, and if somebody else wants to do a hug tour, how would they do it?
Oh, well, I love talking about hugs. So my hug tour started in April 2011, as I said, with really just going around Washington, D.C. and stopping in at people's offices and you know, on a typical Tuesday afternoon while they're at work, and going, you know, meeting them on a coffee break and things like that. And since I've gone to other cities where I know folks, and I've signed on Hug Tour ambassadors in 15 states and a few countries. And my Hug Tour ambassadors really take on the idea of, okay, when they're going to see people they care about, whether it's, you know, at a family reunion or, you know, visiting friends on a weekend at a barbecue. They go with the mindset of, these are people I care about and I want to show them. I want to show them with how I treat them, with how I talk to them and how I hug them. And my, you can find out more at my website, simplyleap.com/hug. And I have a hug wall on there that my ambassadors send me photos of the hugs that they're giving and receiving, and more information about the tour itself.
So if somebody wanted to start their own hug tour, how would they do that?
It's as simple as seeing the people in front of you that you care about and showing them. That's it.
So
they going on their own
the
hug
morning.
Tour is, you know, if you hug or you show you care about to more than two people, it's a hug tour.
Okay. So do people know you're coming?
Usually I announce it. I'll announce it online or I'll send an email to folks that I know in a certain city. So for instance, I'm in New York City next Wednesday, June 5th, and I will be hugging around New York City to people I care about. And I have kind of a list and a route put together. I will be in the financial district. I will be in the meatpacking. I will be Upper West Side and then Midtown. And if you're on my route, I will stop in and give you a hug.
That's great. I have to commend you for doing it in New York City because I know how difficult it is to get around in New York City. So good luck with that.
Thank you.
Maybe I'll come up and stand on the sidewalk and you can come and hug me as well.
Awesome. I would love it.
So, you know, we're coming close to the end of the show, and I just want to make sure that people really understand the main message of your book. So in a few words, tell us what really is the main message and why should they read it?
Well, thank you for that. The message of the book is when you are faced with something big and that there are more options than you realize, that you have the power to affect major change in your life. And it starts with how you think about your situation, and how you treat yourself through that situation. And this book is also about love, and how wonderful it can be, how generous we can give it if we're willing to receive it. And that it's in all of us.
Excellent. So how do people get the book?
Well, you can get the book by going to my website, simplyleap.com/book. And it's also available on Amazon and Kindle.
Excellent. And I want to say that it's a sweet little book, and it's a fast read, so it's really very, I don't want to use the word entertaining, but I started reading, and I just started getting pulled into it, and I found it really enjoyable. Of course, the subject matter is something that is near and dear to my heart to start off with. So let me ask as a last question to you, what is your biggest transformation?
I would say being more fully myself is probably my biggest life transformation. I would say through this process, it's really finding my purpose. And my purpose, I believe, is to help people love each other more. And I think that if you are humbled by your purpose, it's probably the right one.
and I also have to agree with that because I do purpose work with people as well. And, you know, when we first start talking about this amazing thing we are meant to do, at first they feel that it is a little bit too much into the ego point of view. But when you really get it, it is actually very, very humbling, and you cannot help but do it. So I completely agree with you on that. So anyone who is interested in contacting you, please give us all of your contact information and anything that you would like to say.
Sure. So the last thing I want to say is actually just to give a tip, which is, you know, the easiest way to hug someone and to love them is to see the person in front of you, recognize that you care, and to give generously from that place. So my contact information, my website is simplyleap.com. I'm on Twitter at simplyleap. And I think that's, and my book and my hug tour information is on there. And I also coach with clients, mainly women who are looking to make major life changes, whether it's a career or starting a business or living more authentically.
Okay, great. Thank you. So for those who are listening, I want to spell out Laurie's email address. It's www.simplyleap.com. And of course, you can go to onpurposewithkarenflorence.com, and Laurie's information is right there. You can click on her name and it'll take you right to her website. Laurie, thank you so much for being with us today. It was really great being in contact with you and reading the book, and I wish you the best of luck.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thank you, Karen.
Thanks. So next week, we're going to be having Vladimir Gasirichev. Hopefully I said his name right again. And he's going to be talking about Keep Your Word. And he and I had a nice chat yesterday, and he's actually going to be doing coaching on air. So if anyone is interested in being coached by Vladimir, I think we're going to do maybe two or three people. Contact us via our website, and we will be happy to put you on air. We certainly aren't going to be saying your name out, and, you know, we'll give your first name maybe. And Vladimir will have his chance to work his magic with you. I want to say that Vladimir has this amazing energy about him when he is coaching someone, and it's really going to be interesting to watch. So I want everyone to have a great weekend. Thank you for tuning in today. And you've been listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. This is Karen Florence, your host, wishing you a great weekend. Thanks a lot. Bye.
You've been listening to On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for another transformative hour of On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence to discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. For more information about Karen and to download your copy of past shows, visit www.onpurposeradio.com or www.onpurposeradio.com. onpurposewithkarenflorence.com and live life on purpose.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive. Transform your life.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at TransformationTalkRadio.com.